Good evening. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with the news at 9. The headlines. India calls upon interim government of Bangladesh to live up to its responsibility of protecting all minorities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi accuses opposition parties of stalling country's pace of progress. Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates All India Conference of DGPs and IGPs in Bhubaneswar. Prime Minister to attend the conference from tomorrow. Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh says India now leads from the front to deal with the challenges the world is facing today. Delivers Dr. Rajendra Prasad Memorial Lecture organized by Akashvani in New Delhi. Deep depression over southwest Bay of Bengal turns into a cyclonic storm, Fenjal, to make landfall near Mahabalipuram in Tamil Nadu tomorrow afternoon. And in Syed Modi International Badminton Tournament in Lucknow, PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen enter single semi-finals. Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto advance to mixed doubles semi-finals. India has called upon Bangladesh to take all steps for the protection of minorities. Addressing the media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said India's position on the matter is clear that the interim government must live up to its responsibility of protecting all minorities.
India has consistently and strongly raised with the Bangladesh government the threats and targeted attacks on Hindus and other minorities. Our position on the matter is very clear. The interim government must live up to its responsibility of protecting all minorities. We are concerned at the surge of extremist rhetoric, increasing incidents of violence and provocation.
The spokesperson expressed concern at the surge of extremist rhetoric, increasing incidents of violence and provocation. On the arrest of Chinmoy Krishnadas, Mr. Jaiswal noted that legal processes are underway. Replying to a question on U.S. prosecutors charging an Indian businessman with bribery, the spokesperson said this is a legal matter involving private firms and individuals in the U.S. Department of Justice.
We haven't had any conversation also on this particular matter with the U.S. government. Any request by a foreign government for service of summons or arrest warrant is part of mutual legal assistance. Such requests are examined on merits. We have not received any request on this case from the U.S. side.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the government is continuously monitoring the situation related to incidents of violence against minorities in Bangladesh. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha today, the minister said the government has taken a serious note of the reports of incidents of violence against Hindus in Bangladesh. He said homes and business establishments have been ransacked and there have been attacks on the temples and other places of worship across Bangladesh in August this year. He said the High Commission of India in Dhaka is continuously monitoring the situation related to the minorities in Bangladesh. He said the primary responsibility for the protection of life and liberty of all citizens of Bangladesh, including the minorities, rests with the Bangladesh government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today arrived in Bhubaneswar on a three-day visit to Odisha. The Prime Minister will attend the Director General's and Inspector General's of Police conference being held in Bhubaneswar from tomorrow. The conference was inaugurated by Union Home Minister Amit Shah this afternoon. Upon arrival in Bhubaneswar, the Prime Minister addressed a public meeting near the Biju Patnaik International Airport. He said today the BJP government at the centre is giving much priority to the pride of Odisha. Mr. Modi said as soon as BJP's government was formed in Odisha, many big steps like the Subhadra Yojana scheme have been taken for the mothers and sisters of the state. He said the scheme will become the identity of women empowerment. The Prime Minister accused the opposition parties for stalling the pace of progress.
Vipakshi dal BJP sarkar ke khilaf subah sham apaprachar karte rehte hain lekin janta BJP sarkar ke kamon ko dekhkar unhe aashirwad dene khud maidan mein daud padti hai.
Mr. Modi said the victory of the BJP in the state elections of Haryana and Maharashtra after the party's resounding victory in Odisha is a reflection of people's faith in the policies and schemes of his government. Union ministers Joel Oram, Dharmendra Pradhan and Ashwini Vaishnaw and many other senior party leaders were present at the meeting. The Prime Minister also held a roadshow from the airport to the Raj Bhavan. The three-day All India Conference of DGPs and IGPs is being held to provide an interactive platform for senior police professionals and security administrators in the country to discuss and debate diverse national security-related issues. The conference focuses on the key aspects of national security, including counter-terrorism, left-wing extremism, coastal security, new criminal laws and narcotics, among others. The President's Police Medal for Distinguished Service will also be awarded during the meeting. Disruptions marred the proceedings in both Houses of Parliament on the fourth consecutive day today. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha were adjourned till Monday following the opposition's ruckus over various issues, including the alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group. In the Lok Sabha, when the House met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the opposition members from the Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party and others trooped into the well, raising slogans. Rejecting the adjournment notices moved by the opposition members, the presiding officer urged them to play a constructive role. The opposition members, however, did not relent and the presiding officer adjourned the House for the day.
देश भी चाहता है संसद चले मैं आग्रह पूरा करता हूँ आप जाएं मैं आपको हर विषय हर मुद्दे पर नियम प्रक्रियाओं के समक्ष चर्चा करने का पर्याप्त अवसर दूंगा.
In the Rajya Sabha as well, similar scenes prevailed, due to which the House was adjourned till Monday. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of story and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Deputy Chairman of the Rajya Sabha Harivansh said that India is now leading from the front to deal with the challenges the world is facing. He said the country has moved from being just a participant to a key stakeholder in all multilateral platforms. He was delivering the Dr. Rajendra Prasad Memorial Lecture 2024, organized by Akashvani in New Delhi today. The theme of the lecture was Vaishvik Kshitij Par Bharat Ki Badhti Bhumika. The deputy chairman said, following the ideals of leaders like Dr. Rajendra Prasad, India is known as a global leader across the world today and has also become the voice of global south.
एविएशन मार्केट में आज 10 वर्ष में यह दोगुना हुआ है. ब्लू इकोनॉमी में भारत ने छलांग लगाया है. मेक इन इंडिया, मैन्युफैक्चरिंग इनोवेशन, स्किल डेवलपमेंट सब में भारत ने बहुत तेजी से आगे अपने कदम बढ़ाए हैं. आज भारत की जीडीपी विकास दर G20 जो दुनिया के देशों में सबसे अधिक है. 2024 के लिए वास्तविक जीडीपी वृद्धि अनुमान करीब 7% सालाना. इसलिए भारत आज ग्लोबल लीडर के रूप में देखा और माना जा रहा है.
The deputy chairman also highlighted the contribution made by India's first president and Bharat Ratna Dr. Rajendra Prasad in the development of the country. Prasad Bharati Chief Executive Officer Gaurav Dwivedi highlighted the role of Akashvani, saying that since its inception, Akashvani has become the voice of the nation. The CEO said, as a public broadcaster, its role is broader compared to any other medium of communication.
स्थापना के दिनों से ही आकाशवाणी देश की आवाज बनी हुई है. एक तरफ जहां समाचारों के जरिए हर पीढ़ी को जागरूक बनाया है, वहीं अपने सुरुचिपूर्ण कार्यक्रमों के माध्यम से करोड़ों श्रोताओं को लगातार स्वस्थ मनोरंजन भी आकाशवाणी ने दिया है. आकाशवाणी भारत का लोक सेवा प्रसारक प्रसार भारती का एक अंग है, इसलिए दूसरे संचार माध्यमों की तुलना में इसकी जिम्मेदारी और भी कहीं अधिक विस्तृत है.
Director General Akashvani Pragya Paliwal Gaur was also present on the occasion. The recording of the lecture will be broadcast across the entire network of Akashvani at 9:30 p.m. on the 3rd of December on the occasion of Dr. Rajendra Prasad's birth anniversary. Real gross domestic product GDP is estimated to grow by 5.4% during July to September quarter of the current financial year. According to the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, the real gross value added GVA has grown by 5.6% during the same period. The agriculture and allied sectors have bounced back by registering a growth rate of 3.5% in the second quarter. The ministry said the real GDP in the second quarter of 2024-25 is estimated at over 44 lakh crore rupees compared to 41.86 lakh crore rupees in the corresponding period last year. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said the government has diversified the Kisan Credit Card KCC scheme by expanding it to fisheries, animal husbandry and other sectors. Speaking at a credit outreach program in Darbhanga, she highlighted the government's focus on women empowerment. The finance minister said the union budget has shifted from being women-centric to women-led, and it will help the country become the world's third largest economy in the coming years. Earlier in the day, Ms. Sitharaman attended a review meeting of regional rural banks in Patna. Deputy Prime Minister of Fiji Manoa Kamikamika today met External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar in Delhi. Dr. Jayashankar expressed happiness to hear Mr. Kamikamika's positive impressions of cooperatives and other development programs in India. They discussed the potential of organic farming, technology applications and digital tools. Dr. Jayashankar said he valued Mr. Kamikamika's support for taking the bilateral ties forward. Cyclonic storm Fengel has formed over the southwest Bay of Bengal at around 2:30 this afternoon. The regional Met Department said that the cyclonic depression will make a landfall tomorrow afternoon between Mahabalipuram and Karaikal. Our Chennai correspondent has filed this report.
Gusty winds are likely to lash several parts of the coastline from tonight to tomorrow afternoon. More than 20 centimeters of rains are predicted for Chengalpattu, Vilupuram, Kadalur, Mayiladuthurai, Nagapattinam districts. In addition, heavy rains are expected in Delta districts also. NDRF, SDRF and Coast Guard have been geared up to deal with the situation. Damages are expected in northern districts and Puducherry. People have been advised to stay indoors as flash floods may occur in low-lying areas. People have been advised to move to camps. The state government is on high alert as district authorities. Authorities have been asked to take decisions depending on the need of the hour. Joy, reporting from Chennai.
Star Indian shuttlers PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen have advanced to the semi-finals of the Syed Modi International Super 300 Badminton Tournament. Lakshya dominated his match, beating compatriot Meraba Luwang Maisnam 21-8, 21-19 in the men's singles quarterfinal. Sindhu, a two-time champion at the event in 2017 and 2022, defeated China's Dai Wang 21-15, 21-17. Priyanshu Rajawat also reached the final four of the men's singles. In the mixed doubles, Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto defeated the Malaysian duo of Lu Bing Kun and Ho Lo Yi to advance to the semifinals. While in women's doubles, the pairs of Trisha Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand P and Ashwini Ponappa and Tanisha Krasto also reached the final four. India's fifth seed Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto won their mixed doubles match, while the last runner-up, India's top seed, also managed to make it to the final four in women's doubles. The fourth game of the FIDE Chess World Championship between D. Gukesh and Ding Liren finished in a draw today in Singapore. Both players now have 2 points each. In Game 3, Gukesh managed to level the score at 1.5 to 1.5 by defeating Liren, who is defending his throne against a teenager from Chennai. For a player to be crowned champion, they would need a total of 7.5 points from the 14 games. A win results in 1 point. This year's tournament marks the first time in 138 years that two Asian players are locking horns for the title, which offers a prize of $2.5 million. The Tripura Paralympics team has bagged 23 medals, including 9 gold, at the Northeast Para Games held in Guwahati. In athletics, visually impaired athlete Mohammad Amjad Hossain surprised many by finishing with 3 gold medals to his credit alone. Besides, para athlete Sushanta Nama won 3 silvers and 1 gold. A bronze was won by Nayan Chandra Roy. In swimming, the state team won 16 medals, including 5 gold medals. In Nagaland, the final preparations for the 25th edition of the Hornbill Festival 2024 are in full swing. The state is set to welcome visitors from across the globe. This edition promises to be an extraordinary showcase of Nagaland's cultural vibrancy. The state government has revamped the entire structure and the seating capacity has also been increased. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India calls upon interim government of Bangladesh to live up to its responsibility of protecting all minorities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi accuses opposition parties of stalling country's pace of progress. Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates All India Conference of DGPs and IGPs in Bhubaneswar. Prime Minister to attend the conference from tomorrow. Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh says India now leads from the front to deal with the challenges the world is facing today. Delivers Dr. Rajendra Prasad Memorial Lecture organized by Akashwani in New Delhi. deep depression over southwest Bay of Bengal turns into cyclonic storm Fenjal to make landfall near Mahabalipuram in Tamil Nadu tomorrow afternoon. And in Syed Modi International Badminton Tournament in Lucknow, PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen enter singles semi-finals. Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krastu advance to the mixed doubles semi-finals. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.